You ever stop and think how often you're actually interacting with AI or robots? Like every day.
Oh, constantly. Your music stream, your thermostat.
Right. It's not some, distant sci-fi thing anymore.
Not at all. It's here. It's reshaping our lives, our jobs, right now.
So today we're doing a deep dive. We're looking at this really timely paper, Exponential Shift: Humans Adapt to AI Economies.
By McNamara and Marpu. It's got some fascinating insights.
Exactly. Our mission here is to kind of cut through the noise, pull out the key takeaways from their research.
Yeah, help everyone understand what's actually happening in the job market and what it might mean for your future.
Okay, so to really get this whole exponential shift idea, we first need to tackle this fundamental difference, this gap almost between human workers and digital labor.
The paper calls it the duty cycle divide.
And it's pretty stark, isn't it? I mean, we're human, we need sleep, breaks, holidays.
Right, biology. So we operate maybe, what, 33% of the time, max?
Yeah, roughly. We just can't be on 24/7.
But AI systems, robots, they can be. Almost 100% capacity just needs short breaks for maintenance or updates.
And that difference in just like uptime, it creates this huge efficiency gap.
Massive. And it's already changing how businesses operate.
Which brings us to the cost.
Yeah.
The economic side of this is, well, it's eye-opening.
Definitely. Human labor, you're looking at, say, $14 to $55 an hour. Depends on the job,
Yeah,
location.
sure. But digital labor, especially for basic stuff like text processing.
It's incredibly cheap, like $0, $10 to $7.50 an hour, 10 to 50 cents.
And those costs are still dropping. Is it really just about the hourly rate, though? Or is there more to it?
That's a great point, because it's not just cheaper. It fundamentally changes the game for businesses.
How so?
Well, look at the human versus digital labor cost comparison graph in the paper. It shows human wages going up steadily,
Right, as they tend to do.
while digital costs are just plummeting. They become almost nothing over time.
So it forces businesses to think differently about where human value even comes from.
Exactly. If a machine does the basic task for pennies, what's the human contribution worth?
Okay, so we have availability, we have cost, but the paper also talks about processing speed, using this term tokens.
Ah, yes, tokens. For folks in AI, it's standard, but for everyone else.
Think words or even parts of words, right? Characters.
Precisely. The units AI models process. And here's the thing. Humans, we're limited. Maybe 5,000 to 20,000 tokens an hour.
On a good day.
Right. But AI, it can process millions of tokens at the same time.
Whoa. Okay, so that's like a 500x, maybe even 1000x increase.
Easily. And this isn't just being faster. It changes how information work gets done.
Turning complex tasks into something almost instant.
And scalable. Think about drafting documents, analyzing huge data sets. The implications are massive. It frees machines and maybe us up to different things.
The paper has that human versus digital labor hours chart too.
Yeah.
It really visualizes this difference, doesn't it?
It does. Across a day, a week, a month, a year, the digital systems just offer vastly more operational
It's
hours.
not even close.
Not at all. Exponentially more. Which leads nicely into their discussion of strengths and weaknesses. It's not just about replacement.
It's complementary.
Exactly. Think of it like this. AI is strong on IQ, pure cognitive power processing.
Okay.
Humans excel where emotional intelligence, EQ, and what the paper might imply is action quotient AQ handling new, undefined situations are needed.
Right, the paper's table two lays this out. Humans are good at creativity, complex problem solving, empathy, moral
And
choices.
nuanced stuff. Digital labor is great for the repetitive, high-volume tasks, the data crunching, assembly lines.
So it's about figuring out where each fits best, the optimal blend.
Precisely. A hybrid approach where human EQ and AQ guide the AI's IQ.
So, given this huge difference in capability and cost, the next logical question is, how does this shake up the job market, the risks, but also the opportunities?
Let's start with blue-collar jobs. The paper gives some pretty stark examples.
Yeah, like construction.
Right. Up to 70% of assembly tasks might be automated by 2035. They mentioned robotic arms laying bricks already.
Wow. And truck drivers. That's a huge workforce.
Huge. Autonomous trucks could dominate long haul by 2030. That puts potentially 3.5 million U.S. jobs at risk.
And retail cashiers, too, with things like Amazon Go.
Half those roles could disappear by 2030 as cashierless tech spreads.
It does sound a bit bleak when you list it like that.
It can. But importantly, the paper also points out that jobs needing flexibility, on-the-spot problem-solving, they'll likely stick around.
Like plumbers, electricians, people who have to figure things out in unpredictable settings.
Exactly. That human adaptability is hard to automate. And often, AI will augment those roles, tools for diagnostics, things like that.
Okay, what about white-collar jobs? They're not immune, right?
Far from it. Lots of flux there, too. Think administrative assistants. Scheduling, emails, spreadsheets.
Common tasks.
Around 40% could be automated by 2030. Tools like Microsoft Copilot are already doing a lot of this.
Accountants.
Routine stuff like bookkeeping, basic tax prep, highly automatable. But the high-level analysis, client advice, that requires human judgment. The EQ and AQ again.
Customer service reps.
AI could handle maybe 80% of routine calls soon. But complex issues, situations needing real empathy that stays human.
So it's not necessarily elimination for everyone, but a shift in focus towards more strategic work.
Yes. The paper suggests roles like managers, people who navigate ambiguity, lead teams. They're likely to adapt, using AI as a tool for insights.
Using AI's IQ to boost their own strategic thinking.
Exactly. But here's the other side of the coin. AI disruption also creates new jobs.
Opportunities. Like what?
Well, AI specialists, obviously. Engineers, ethicists, trainers. Projected 15% growth by 2030.
Makes sense.
Data scientists. Demand expected to surge maybe 40% by 2030. Interpreting all the data AI generates.
Okay. Any surprises?
Maybe this one. Energy experts. A crucial new niche. Designing green solutions, small nukes, better solar grids.
To power all this AI.
You got it. AI is power hungry. So managing that energy becomes a key skill.
So the new hot skills are like coding, data literacy, and energy management.
That seems to be the emerging picture. Mm-hmm. And that automation potential by sector pie chart in the paper really drives this home.
Right. It shows where the impact is biggest. Manufacturing is way up there.
85% potential. Huge. Then retail at 60%.
Healthcare.
Lower, around 30%. And education seems most resistant at 25%.
So the shift hits different industries at very different speeds.
Definitely. Which means we need to look closer at specific sectors and also dig into some of those hidden challenges, like energy.
Okay, let's do that. Healthcare first. You mentioned AI for diagnostics.
Yeah, like Google Health spotting breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Super accurate. It could save a lot on costs, maybe up to 30%.
But surgeons, nurses, their skills and compassion are still vital.
Irreplaceable. But here's the catch. All those AI systems, the servers, the imaging machines, they use a lot of energy.
So those energy costs could eat into the saving.
Potentially, yeah. It needs to be factored in. Same story in education.
AI for personalized lessons, quizzes, platforms like Coursera, admin bots.
Right. Could save 20-25% per student. But you still need that human teacher to inspire, guide, connect.
That human spark. And again, the energy.
Digital learning isn't free, power-wise. Online systems, servers. They add to the energy load. It's a hidden cost.
Manufacturing is where the automation potential was highest.
85%. Oh. Think Amazon's warehouse robots. They can cut labor costs by 80-90% in some areas.
But humans still needed for quality control, spotting subtle flaws.
Exactly. That intuition is hard to replicate.
Yeah.
But again, think of the energy footprint. Not just the robots, but cooling, maintenance, backup power. It all adds up.
And retail. Self-checkouts, stock-checking bots.
Like an Amazon Go or Walmart, trimming costs by maybe 60%. But you still need people for building trust, showing empathy, especially in sales.
And let me guess, energy costs are a factor there too.
Absolutely. Powering all that in-store tech can significantly increase energy bills. It tempers the savings.
The paper gives some good examples of AI augmenting jobs, not just replacing them. Journalism.
Right. The Associated Press uses GPT models for earnings reports. Thousands each quarter. Pure IQ work.
Which frees up human journalists for.
The deeper stories. Nuance, investigation, human angles AI can't grasp. It's augmentation.
Same in law. AI drafting contracts.
Yeah. Platforms like RSS Intelligence handle the grunt work, finding precedents, drafting basic documents. But the human lawyer provides judgment, ethics, strategy, the EQ and AQ.
Software development, too. GitHub Copilot helps write code faster.
Yeah, speeds things up by maybe 30%, suggests code snippets. It's a great assistant.
But you still need a human developer for the overall architecture, debugging tricky problems.
Absolutely. The human insight is still central for complex tasks. AI is a partner.
Okay, this brings us to something you flagged earlier, which sounds critical.
Wow.
The energy downside.
It really is. And often overlooked. Get this. Training just one large AI model. The carbon emissions can be like 125 flights from New York to San Francisco.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's staggering. And running these systems, the paper estimates a 100-unit digital team, think robots or servers, cost between $683,000 and $1.37 million a year just in energy.
Okay. How does that compare to humans?
That's the kicker. it's estimated to be 3.5 to 7 times higher than the energy needs of a comparable human team.
7 times. So much for the cost savings.
Well, it certainly complicates them. That massive energy draw could really diminish the touted 20-40% savings from automation.
And it would hit harder in places with expensive energy or shaky grids.
Exactly. It makes the whole economic equation much more complex than just labor costs. It's a huge strategic factor.
Which really underlines that this isn't just tech, it's deeply human. McKinsey's warning about 300 million jobs globally by 2030. That's enormous.
It is, and it brings huge ethical and social questions. Widening wealth gaps, access issues for workers without new skills, privacy concerns with AI monitoring.
So how do we manage this? How do we get a fair transition? The paper suggests some strategies, right? 6 of them.
Yeah, concrete ideas. First, the 4-day work week.
Like the Iceland trials.
Exactly. They found stress went down, productivity stayed the same or improved. Gives people time to retrain or just breathe.
Makes sense. Second.
Retraining. Big focus on skills that work with AI, critical thinking, coding, data literacy, ethics.
Like Singapore's Skills Future program?
Yeah, or Germany's National Skills Strategy. Real-world models exist.
Third strategy.
Universal Basic Income, UBI. The experiments in Finland and Stockton, California.
They showed it helped with well-being, financial stability, a safety net during disruption.
It seems so, yes. Fourth is human quotas.
Mandating a certain percentage of human workers, maybe 30%, in automated sectors.
Right. To ensure oversight, keep jobs where human judgment, EQ, AQ is essential.
The fifth.
Onshoring. Using incentives to keep AI development domestic.
Like South Korea's Digital New Deal, keep the tech jobs local.
Exactly. And ensuring benefits flow back into the community. Canada's global skill strategy is another approach mentioned.
Okay, and the last one, number 6.
Oversight. Clear regulations. Think risk assessment, monitoring AI's impact.
Like the EU's AI Act, or what the UK is proposing.
Yes. Building trust. Making sure tech aligns with what society needs. The core message across all these is complementarity.
Humans and machines working together, not competing.
That's the goal. Leveraging the strengths of both. Human adaptability, machine efficiency.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, let's quickly hit the core insights again.
Sure. AI is incredibly powerful on the IQ front, cognitive tasks, processing data unbelievably fast and cheap.
But it fundamentally lacks EQ, emotional intelligence, and that AQ, the action quotient. Handling novel situations.
That remains uniquely human, and we absolutely cannot forget the energy cost.
That 3.5 to 7 times higher energy demand than humans, it's a massive strategic issue affecting costs and the environment.
Absolutely. So the future isn't really about AI replacing us. It's about how we integrate it wisely.
Enhancing human potential with technology.
That's the measure of success, I think, how well we blend the two.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on.
A provocative one.
If AI can take over so much routine, IQ-heavy work, what new things could we humans do? What new creativity, what new connections might we unleash if we're truly freed from the daily grind?
We've looked at the challenges, the opportunities. Now it's about shaping that future.